We're starting tonight, Bezrat Hashem, the Perek Yud of the Shemir Shabbos, Kilchus Adinah, Akerach, Lekarah, B'Shabbos, Ubi Yantav. We're going to be starting off with the dinam of making ice on Shabbos and using ice on Shabbos. Very practical cases and very low mice, and a lot of people don't know exactly what they are doing. Basically, it's all based on the Shita of the Sefer Truma, which is actually brought down in Hilchus Bishul. Okay, now this Bishul Sefer Truma discussed over there the concept of no lot. And you can't take basically things that are very fatty foods and put them by a warm place to warm up, which is going to cause it to turn into liquid oil. Okay, without getting into all the details over there, that's the Shita of the Sefer Truma. Ashkenazim are machmir for the Sefer Truma. Svardim are not machmir for this Sefer Truma. So basically, everything we're talking about, at least in the beginning of the parak here, is basically only for Ashkenaz. Everything should be mutter for an who don't hold of no lad at all. Sifal. Hachanas kerach me'afsharato v'chein afshar ekshal b'shabes echmiru b'em chachon mishum no lad kavush yuvar. To prepare ice and to melt ice. To prepare snow and melt snow on Shabbos. Chazal were machmer not to do it. However, mutter l'hashar kerach b'shabes v'yantav imam d'mim l'yach l'ibu. However, you are allowed to melt water, snow, melt ice or snow on Shabbos, if it's just going to go to Ibud, it's going to go to waste. Therefore, a couple examples we read out about brings down over here. Kigon, ategushi kerach al gabi peros kidil tzanim. You put ice over fruit in order to make the fruit get cold. Osha zarkul tochir b'mitbach, or a piece of ice falls on the floor. You're allowed to take that ice and throw it into the sink, even though the ice is going to melt, but it's melting for no purpose whatsoever. It's just going to melt away down the drain. Therefore, it is going to be mutter to go ahead and do that on Shabbos. Even hot water, as long as it's not yet. So let us vote. On an ice cube tray, tavnit shabbat kubiyot keras is an ice cube tray. So it makes it easier if you pour hot water over the ice cubes, it comes out easier. That is going to be permissible to do if your purpose is to take out the ice cubes easier, even though it's going to melt the ice cubes with someone. Maybe you would have thought that's no lad, but no, over here it's going to be mutter because your whole purpose is to take the ice cubes out of the tray. Now, what if you want to put ice cubes and to make your drink cold? Is this mutter or usser to take the ice cubes and put it? So it says over here in Halacha Beis. You're allowed to put ice in your drinks on Shabbos. You put ice in your drinks on Shabbos and let the ice melt into the liquid. The reason why this is mutter, even though the ice cube is going to melt, but it's not nicker that it melts because it's going to melt into the liquid. And therefore, it's going to melt into the liquid that's in the cup. That is not considered nolad, and that is mutter to do. Yeah, mutlish bargushe kerach litzar. So you can even chisel away pieces of chunks of ice for this purpose. But the best thing is not to mamish crush the ice via dime, or take a spoon and smash the ice. That's better not to do via dime, even if it's going to go into a liquid. To put it, just let it sit there into liquid until it melts into the liquid, that is absolutely mutter to do on Shabbos. But to go ahead and smash it, that one should preferably stay away from doing. So we see over here, you're not allowed to put the kerach into the empty cup because it's going to melt. You're allowed to put it into the cup of Coke or the cup of water, and it'll melt into the liquid. And therefore, what you do is the correct order of putting ice cube in your cups on Shabbos is to pour your drink first and then put ice cubes into the cup. And not vice versa, because if you put it vice versa, it's going to start melting the cup. And not only that, now when you pour the drink onto the ice, that sort of helps the ice melt before it's really mixed with liquid. And therefore, better to put liquid in, ice cube afterwards, and not vice versa. Gimel. Ava.
What do you do when you finish your drink?
No problem.
Ava. Even if there's nothing left?
Yes. Ava. Al yasim lechatchil gushe kerach betoch kos reka al menas lashir lishtamish meyeh. However, lechatchil you should not put chunks of ice into an empty kos in order to go ahead and let them melt and then use your water. You're not allowed to do this. This is exactly our din of no lot to put ice in a cup. let it melt in the water, and then when you drink the water, that is going to be also to do. It doesn't matter if it's Shabbos or Yontif. No, that still applies. What if you didn't know, or you didn't know, and you did it anyways, you put ice into an ice bowl, and then it goes out and melts into water? It does not become an asr bahana to go ahead and use. You can go ahead and drink it. You can pour it wherever you want. You can use those waters. That's going to be, it does not become asr b'diyeved. This whole din is only lechatchila of what not to do lechatchila. B'diyeved, everything is going to be mutter over here. Yeah. Ulan, Tov Yasser. However, the most preferable thing to do, Im Yimanei Lishtamish Bem, if you could not, you go ahead and use the water, even Bidi Yevin. If you have other water to go ahead and drink, when you have a Shasat Sorach, Mutla Asher Akerach, because Rekach, Lechatchila, Beshasat Sorach, then we're not even Machmer for the Sefer Chum. For that reason, you are very Dachuf. You have to melt some ice, then it's going to be Mutter Beshasat Sorach, we have no other ways. So this whole din is only lechatchila, and not but it's shasat tzorach. B'diyeved, it's not going to answer. And the shasat tzorach gadol, one is allowed to go ahead and melt the ice.
What's the shasat tzorach? Just someone's really thirsty and there's nothing else to drink.
Okay, to me, I don't know exactly to get it. Okay, so that is. In turn, putting ice in a cup into the drink, not into the drink, and all the lachas apply to this. Now, what about making ice on Shabbos? Says the Shemir Shabbos over here. Tov li manem latetav Shabbos yontav mayim l'toch teyak pa'a al menas lochel l'kubi al kerach elim yesh tzorach kol b'kach. Preferable to prevent yourself from going ahead and filling up an ice cube tray and making ice cubes on Shabbos. The lush of the Shemir Shabbos is elim kain tzorach kol. Unless it is a tzarach gadol. Very interesting over here. That's what he brings on top of here. However, in the bottom, in the Ha'ara Yodali, is a richas b'shem Rishomo Zalman, and Rishomo Zalman comes to the conclusion that this is absolutely mutter. You go ahead and make ice on Shabbos, even if it's not a tzarach gadol. Why? He says the following svar. He says the only time where asr mishum nolad is because when you do a maila to the thing. When you turn it to something better, that's going to be nolad. But he proves from Mishnayis. Anyways, Shlomo Zalman proves from some Mishnayis. You can look over here in the Ha'ara Yadali discusses over here that making things into ice, it makes it on a lower level. Lower level than water. Water is more chashav than ice, halachically. And therefore, when one turns his water into ice, he's making it worse, and therefore it's not nolad. That's as far as Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah matter the gamri to go ahead and make ice cubes on Shabbos. You can make ice cubes on Shabbos. Fine. Ava, says the Shmir Shabbos Nemcha. Motor latte, mayim letochai, about some of the things on Shabbos you can put. Fill up the ice cube tray right before Shabbos. V'achag or yantiv. And then put it in the freezer before Shabbos starts. That is going to be mutter even lakuli alma, even to the top, pinion on top over here, that normally does not allow ice cubes. If you do it right before Shabbos, even though it's technically going to become ice on Shabbos, then since the mice was not done on Shabbos, it's going to be mutter. Even to have an ice cube tray, ice cube maker going on all Shabbos, then it goes ahead and makes the ice cubes on Shabbos. That you just have to be careful. It doesn't have a sensor. If ice gets too low, you take ice in the Shabbos. You cause it to then go ahead and make ice cubes. But other than that, it should be motor to make atzem. Have the machine making ice cubes on Shabbos should be motor. Then he says like this: Gam motor lachnis mayim b'shabbos lechayos l'tochodei avnas lekardin lohotziem lifnei shiyukpeu. Says it's also motor to put water on Shabbos and Yontif and turn it into the ice tray, and then if you're choshish that there is no lot over here, therefore you don't want to make complete ice cubes. Okay, we said before Shlomo Zalman was makeup, but if someone was machin, like the stab day over here in the Shmir Shabbos by putting an ice cream in the freezer. So what one could do is he could put ice cream in the freezer and then take them out before they get frozen. Okay, they just got really cold. They got really cold water. But if they're in the ice cubes, that's the problem. But if he takes it out of the freezer before they turn to ice cubes, it's going to be mutter. Okay? He said in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Bishul, you're not allowed to put something on the hot plate, even though the hot plate's off, and it's going to turn on later. Even if your mind is that I'm going to take it off before it cooks. You're not allowed to do that because we're afraid you're going to forget and you're going to let it keep on cooking. The Har over here in the Shvir Shabbos says that this halacha is different. Why don't we say over here, hey, how can I put it in the freezer for them to become frozen? And then they're not going to become frozen, therefore there's no problem. At the end of the day, maybe you're going to forget. Well, obviously, maybe you're going to forget. You're going to leave it in the freezer. And it's going to become frozen. The simple answer is, Shvir Shabbos says, because Hilchos Shabbos, that's behold, it's like Mis Usher. Me'ikr de dinah. And over here is like a minug to be machmir, and therefore we're mermakel over here. And you can be able to go ahead and do like that we just said. Any food or other drink, which by when you freeze it or you unfreeze it, it doesn't change its name. Water is water when it's cold, and it's ice when it's frozen. It has different names. That's a chashash. But let's say you have chicken and you take out of the freezer, it's not frozen chicken. When you put it in the freezer, it's frozen chicken. Okay? If it's uncooked chicken, it's muksa, it's frozen chicken. But assuming it's already cooked chicken, there's no difference between frozen chicken and not frozen chicken. It doesn't have a different name. It's all the same. And therefore, any food or drink that does not change its name or its matzav, gamim ein regilin lachol kashu kafu, even though you don't normally eat it when it's frozen, are you allowed to freeze it? You're allowed to lichatchila put it into the freezer. There's no problem with Nolan over here because it's not really changing its name. It's not changing anything. And therefore, it's mutter to go ahead and freeze the chicken and put it in the freezer on Shabbos itself. So long as your kavana is that the meichel does not become bad, it's also mutter to take it out and let it cool down. In order to go ahead and use whatever you brought home, bavayom, l'chein mutter l'achnis b'chala, chala, u'basim, v'vush ha'kodoma, mutter gala otzi l'ashirim. Therefore, it is mutter to put milk, chala, or cooked meat into the freezer. You're allowed to put these all into the freezer, and when it's ready, you'll take, when you go to thaw out, you'll take it out of the freezer. It's going to be no problem whatsoever. Okay, so just those who are machmer, even though we suffer shalom zalos makel even on ice. However, those who are machmer, they should be machmer on ice. Other foods, they're going to freeze in the freezer, and as long as it does not change its name, it's not something new when you freeze it. Versus when it's thawed out, then it's going to be mutter to go ahead and put it in the freezer on Shabbos.
So if shalom zalos holds, everything can just be put.
Even ice, yes.
Everything just be put in the freezer. But I said that frozen chicken is muksa.
Frozen chicken is muksa. It's raw. It's
raw. Oh, if it's raw.
Yes.
Cooked frozen chicken
is milk. Because there's a lot of thought, and you go ahead and eat it.
And Rosh Hashanah's make believe if it changes names, so that's not an issue. Also.
It's a totally different purpose than you have to lay shalom.
What was it?
It's a totally different purpose.
I mean, wouldn't everything be. What if it's. What do you mean? For eating, right? What's right. What's it? What does it mean a different purpose? Like, I'm putting it in to eat opposed to what's a different.
Give me something like an ice pack. I don't know, something like that.
It's something unusual if it changes name, not for eating.
Yeah. Okay, let's do one or two more halachas. Vav. Motul ari chomar mamanas lasos ben glida. You're allowed to mix ingredients together to make ice cream on Shabbos. Or let's say freeze pops. All these things are going to be mutter on Shabbos. Vushi akbid al din alishi. You have to be careful of when you're mixing the ingredients, you're not doing lash. Okay, you're not mixing two things that are going to turn to a thick mass. That's a problem if you're going to do that by making the ice cream. Okay, a little pair of chesiv tests. You can look over there at ches tests, which will connect to what we're talking about now. Amna. Motor los l'rak eta nitzrach li bobayom. As long as it's going to be motor to do, if you're careful with alisha problems, you're only allowed to make enough ice cream for today. But also you're doing a chana for after Shabbos. Kishis arevis nizila mamish. when you're mixing a mamish, a liquid batter, you don't even need the shinuim that we talk about in Hechel's Lisha, when you're dealing with a mamish liquid, you don't have no shinuim required. Therefore, that's going to be the best way to do it, by using mamish liquids. Kishataroz nizila mamish, when it's mamish or liquid, when he's carrying sham, like we just said, relative to the elf. Zayn. Motor, litain, tmisas, glida, letoch teak, va'ah, b'shabbos. If you have some type of thing that makes the ice cream into a certain shape or whatever it might be, you can put that into the freezer on Shabbos. You're only allowed to make enough that you could have for the Shabbos, so you can't make more. When the tarovas is mamish a liquid, you can even do it without the shinuim that we just mentioned. Zayin. Started Zayin before, sorry. Mutter litain, I went back. Sorry. Mutter litain, tmisas, glita, tote, you can put it in this, like a place that forms the ice cream. Okay, you put the ice cream into like something that forms like a freeze pop, sort of like it has the things that make it into the shape of the freeze pop. Similar to like ice cream, you're allowed to put that into the freezer on Shabbos Yantav. Imam no kavanas alachot, the glila boba yom, so long as it's kavanas. Eat the ice cream today. Okay, and the last halacha over here, sif ches. Kaf am yuchadet lautsas glida. If you have an ice cream scooper, a kaf that is miyuchad for taking out ice cream, you have an ice cream scooper. Kish kavanat amishtamish letzura miyuchadis hanasei other day kaf. Are you allowed to use this ice cream scooper? So it depends what your kavan is. If you're kavanat by using the ice cream scooper because you want perfect sized balls of ice cream, so that's making a shape on Shabbos in a nice fashion, that's going to be also to use the ice cream scoop. Also, ishtamish about Shabbos. Achi kavanasu rak v'rak. But if you're all kavana, you use an ice cream scooper because it's the best way to scoop ice cream. Okay, it does a better job than a regular spoon, and therefore I'm just doing it to make it easier on my life over there. I don't care that it's a perfect ball. Then it's going to be mutter to use your ice cream scooper. So it depends. Am I allowed to use an ice cream scooper? It depends. If your kavana is for the shape, usser. If your kavana is just for practical, easy way of taking out the ice cream, then it is going to be mutter to use the ice cream scooper on Shabbos. And the last line says over here, mutter lasher glida kfua, shinerotzalach lakamot shihi. If the ice cream is not frozen enough for you, you're allowed to stick it in the freezer to make it more frozen, to make it at the correct temperature and the correct consistency that you like your ice cream. Adkan for today.